Good morning. It is 10:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is a Thursday, and that means we have to talk with Becky Barnhart. We don't have to talk to, we get to, with Friends of Animals, Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just great. It's a wonderful morning, and I hope several of you have been out walking your dogs and enjoying this great weather. Because I just listened to your weather report, and it's not going to be like this next week.
It will not. It is going to be hot, and so, I mean, it's like we're going to start have to reminding people, hey, of those, all those tips for taking care of pets in the heat and all that sort of thing, but we are going to enjoy the weather, the nice, cool mornings. Yeah. My dog gets to be walked about 4 times a day, so,
great.
Yeah, he has to, and it's great. It's good exercise for me, too, and so, you know, his first walk of the day is around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And then, you know, before work, and then after work, and then in the afternoon, and then before bed. So it's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job, but I understand your living situation, so it lends itself to lots of walking because you can't get a lot of exercise inside. So as you said, you hit it. It's very good for us to have pets because they do make you get up and move around, whether it's just to get up and let them out or get up to feed them. And, you know, physically they're very healthy for us, and mentally they're very healthy for us. So I think everyone should have a pet.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. So what's going on at Coffeeville Friends Animals?
Well, we've had some adoptions this week, and I always love to be able to talk about adoptions because, as you and I will do this, as time goes on, sometimes I don't have any adoptions, and it's always kind of sad for me, but I've got some great ones this week. We had a really cute terrier that came in. His whole body was white, and his head was black, and he was about the size of maybe a corgi, since that's a very popular breed that's on TV all the time right now. Anyway, his name was Elvis, and Elvis was the coolest dog. He would run. He would play. He wanted you to pick him up. He wanted love. He was adopted this week, and Alice was adopted this week. That was earlier. Then just recently, if you look on our Facebook page, the FAs, when you go to Facebook, you will notice that Copper, and I love Copper. Copper's been with us for some time. He came in, and he had some kind of skin condition. They thought maybe ringworm, so they treated him for him, got him healthy, got his weight up, and he's just been a beautiful dog. He was adopted this week, and that was one of the dogs that she wanted me to highlight. So I said, you're going to have to give me another one, which she did. And then we had a dog that was being fostered, and they had brought Sugar, was her name. They brought her in, and while this couple was in, they saw Sugar, and Sugar was adopted that day. So it's been a lovely, lovely week for us as far as our adoptions, and makes me very pleased to be able to talk about that. So that's kind of the exciting thing. The other exciting thing that's going to be going on this Saturday, and I think you've probably been advertising it, I've seen it around, Carter Automotive is having a really fun event. And apparently they're having a car show and a petting zoo, a poker run. They're going to have food vendors there. Well, Debbie called and invited the animal shelter to come and bring some of our four-legged friends with us, and just to introduce them to the public. Hopefully it leads to adoptions. That's one of the reasons why we like to get our face out there and get the animals out there, to remind people that they do have a wonderful shelter here in their own community. We're going to watch the weather. It's supposed to be kind of a warm day, so hopefully we can stay the whole time. I think Curry Den is like 8-3 or something like that, but our new director, Oksana, will be there with some of the volunteers, have some of the dogs available to look at. If you don't see anything there, I can't say that. She's going to close the shelter during that time because we don't have enough staff to man both facilities. So we will not be open to the public on Saturday because of the event, but then Sunday we'll be back in business. So that's coming up, and we're excited to be invited, and again, the community remembers us and supports us. So Those are the fun things going on.
Sure, and that's a good reminder for everyone. Yeah, you're all going to be out at that event. It's 108 West 12th Street in Coffeyville, and you got, of course, those on-site pet adoptions. It's going to be 94 on Saturday, so you might want to get there early. It does start at 8. 8 to 3 is the official runtime there, so the mornings have been great. You know, right now it's 74 degrees here at 10:16. So, so that's excellent. Very good. Yeah, good to hear.
There's a good turnout for lots of reasons, not just for us, but just again the community supporting a local business that's trying to do something a little extra. That's always cool. So, the animals that I do have available to talk about, I'll start with the dogs. Scout. He's a year old male terrier, very well behaved. Very nice manners. He keeps his kennel clean, and that is such a big plus.
People,
working at that shelter, when we have a dog, or even cats can be messy. So if you get a dog or a cat that's super clean, it just makes our day and makes it easier sometimes to even say we do believe he's housebroken or very close to being housebroken. So that would be our scout. And he also knows some commands. He knows how to sit. He knows how to go down. Which is a very hard command.
It is. It really is.
Yes, they do not like that. They'll sit for you. They'll beg for you. Man, when you ask them to go down, they're not, I don't know, but a lot of breeds have a hard time with that. He does well with other dogs and cats. Again, that's a wonderful thing. He's already been neutered, and that in itself makes him ready to go out of the shelter that day. And he would be a low-cost adoption fee, and that is because he has been sponsored by someone. Sponsor means that someone came in and said, I can't provide that dog a home, but I can certainly help that dog hopefully by sponsoring his adoption. So if you're interested in Scott, you come in, you talk to Oksana. If she thinks it's a good fit and a good thing, then Scout's out the door. So let's fingers crossed for him. Carmel is another really cute one we've got out there. And he's about 8 months old. She is about 8 months old. She's a female hound mix. She's just beautiful. The Carmel very much does describe her. She just does. She looks like one of those wonderful craft Carmels. The color, and then she's even got a little brown kind of swiveled through her. She has a very sweet temperament. She gets along with cats and dogs and children. She has been with us about 2 months, and she's just waiting to be adopted. Her adoption fee would be $75 because she has not stayed. So since I can't talk about Copper, which is a good thing, I ask, okay, who else is out here? Well, we've had two blue heelers come in. It's a mom and pop. It's a mom and pup. And it's always mom and pop. That's kind of like one of those little old mom and pop drive-ins I train.
Yep.
Just dating myself. But anyway, we've got Olive and Basil, and Olive is probably a two-year-old mama. She's still very young. The puppy's probably around 7 months old. Both females, they're very pretty. We can't believe they haven't been reclaimed, that they've been with us long enough now that we can offer them for adoption. There's that typical wonderful blue heeler breed. These seem to be a little bit more gentle. Sometimes blue heelers can be kind of hyper, and active. But these two gals are sweet and looking for their home. So we wanted to mention those two. And one more would be Foster. And Foster's a young little yellow lab mix, only 3 months old, very young, all puppy. But he's that perfect age to start off with that kennel training and the potty training.
Yep. Through that. But it's good. It's good, for the owners and for the dogs. And, really, it's not as bad as some people, might think. Obviously, it depends on the breed. But really, once you get over it, it's not bad at all. My dog was real quick to learn.
It is. And honestly, the earlier you start, the better. And that's one of the sad things about some of these younger dogs that come in that are at the shelter for so long, that sometimes we get some kind of bad habits. Established because we can't housebreak them the way you would do if you were home, take them out every 2 hours and reward them, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So I've always felt like the younger you can get your pet, probably the better off. Not to say you cannot housebreak them. It's maybe easier if you start when you're younger.
Sure.
And So let's get Foster adopted and get him on a road to a wonderful life. So he loves to play with his toys because he's a puppy. Why wouldn't he? So, and at this stage of his life, he likes cats and he likes other dogs. And so he's a wonderful little pup that needs to find his home. We have Anthony. I'm going to the cats now. We have a couple of cats available. 8-year-old. It's a gray domestic short hair. She is a little shy. She's kind of a quiet cat, and maybe, you know, someone that doesn't have very small children might be best for her. But not that she wouldn't be all right. We're just thinking of her age at age 8. Maybe she's not used to little children, and it might be more frightening for her to be in that kind of a situation. She's already been spayed, so her adoption fee would only be $30. And she's beautiful. I saw her yesterday when I was out at the shelter, and she is one gorgeous, gorgeous cat. And then the last cat I was going to talk about is Copper. He's a male, 5-year-old. He's an orange tabby. He's a little bit overweight.
most cats in America are. I can't remember the percentage, but it was over 60%, I believe. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, it's a convenient pet to have if you work, because they're pretty much happy to be by themselves, but they probably don't do anything all day. And then, you know, they lie around, they eat, nap. And I could see where that would be something, 60% of them. Not easy to put them on the leash and take them out and walk them.
But exactly. Yeah, it's harder to motivate than a dog. Not people pleasers.
Is. I have a friend that has a cat that he rescued as a little kitten, and he has taught her to fetch, and it's the cutest thing in the world to watch this cat fetch a little, you know, has a little ball that the little cat toys have. So it can be done, I guess. But Copper's very gentle and loves to be scratched behind his ears, and he's already neutered, so his adoption fee is $30. So we've got some cats that are great cats that are ready to go home today. You can choose them because of the fact that they've already been altered. So that's just some of the animals we have at the shelter. We still have lots of others that are looking for that wonderful home that I know is out there. And if you're ready for a pet, go to our Facebook page. We're working very, very hard to keep that up to date. Current pictures of our animals. Oksana put a video of Remy on there that is absolutely precious. I can't believe the dog's still there, because she was showing how Remy liked to play fetch, and Remy would sit, and just it was a very good video. So go to our Facebook page, which is CFA, and see some of the pictures of the animals we have. See Remy's video. She's also going to place from time to time the wants and the needs we have at the shelter. So that's a good spot to go and look for things. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are now open 7 days a week. It is Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 in the afternoon, early evening. And then on Saturday, Sunday, it's 1 to 4. As I've said, now this Saturday will be different because we will be at the Carter Automotive event. But other than that, we will be there. And we're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. So Oksana was telling us last night we've had a lot of new volunteers come in, the kids from college are in, and they're wanting to come in and volunteer. And I've spoke about that.
Yeah, because some of them might have left pets at home, and so this is a nice way that they can interact with another animal and get some volunteer time in, and that's a great opportunity.
Oh, we're very thrilled. And, you know, sometimes they just need that release from the stress of going to college, and, you know, final week's always a time that we kind of feel like maybe we could do something with the college that they could come and pet and interact with, you know, to calm down their nerves and that kind of thing. But anyway, we're real excited about that. And I think the high school also has programs where we might be seeing some of the high school kids coming in and doing some volunteer hours. So we're pleased with that.
Excellent.
Know of anyone that, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And those young people, they can see the other side of being a pet owner. It's not all just, you know, on the TV, it's all fun and games. There's another side to being a pet owner, as we know that, the cleanup is not always the most fun.
Yeah, it's a responsibility. Becky, are there any items that you're looking for that people might be able to donate?
Okay. She wrote down that we could certainly produce bleach, and it doesn't have to be name brand bleach, but we bleach everything out there. That really helps, you know, with the germs that are out there. Canned dog food is something when we hit the older dogs, we have a nursing mom, something like that. We'd like to give them that extra fattening, you know, canned food. So canned food is something, too, and dog treats. And I've discussed that time and time again, but we really go through them, but it is so nice to have that available. And incentive when we're trying to train or trying to get them in, and they get dog treats two to three times a day, and it's a little milk bone type. Again, it doesn't have to be name brand. It's just, I'm just giving you an example of what we like to use. You asked a very good question about rawhide. We do not use rawhide at the shelter. That's found not to be healthy for dogs, so we don't.
Sure.
Blankets, if you've got old blankets, we take them. If they're large, we can cut them up and make them the right size. Towels for our cleaning, we do bathing, cleaning, all that kind of thing. Towels, blankets, they don't have to be in great shape because a lot of the dogs use them as a chew toy. And so then we have a shredded blanket, but that's okay. New and used toys. We can always use those toys because we go through them quickly, and we don't mind taking the used stuff. We sure don't. So any of that kind of thing. Dawn detergent is another thing that we use a lot of. So honestly, you probably can't go wrong. If you use it for your pet, it would probably be something that we could use at the shelter. So, and again, we thank people because it's an ongoing thing that the food and other items that come in from the community is just very, very constant, and we appreciate it.
Sure. Well, Becky Barnhart, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Look forward to chatting with you next week, and thank you for all the work you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I will pass it on to everyone at the shelter. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more Open Line here on the Mighty 690.